take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Morena, Jenna, how's it going?
Morena, I'm great, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, good. Now, whereabouts are you at the moment?
I'm at the shop. My colleague's sick today, so I've rushed in to open.
They rushed in to open a timeout in Mount Eden there.
Now, yes, that's right.
What on earth are we chatting about this morning?
Okay, you'll probably have no idea. I'm reviewing Damien Wilkins' new book called Delirious, which has just come out in the last few weeks. Damien Wilkins is a Wellington author. He's written 13 books. He's been around for a good amount of time, and he's the director of the International Institute of Modern Letters, and so therefore has mentored many of our favourite writers from Aotearoa. So this is a person that really knows their craft. And this is a story about Mary and Pete. I think they're in their 70s. They're selling their family home, or the home they've lived in for a long time, and moving into a retirement home. Mary's a retired policewoman. Pete, a retired librarian. Their bodies are slowed down, and it just really feels like the right thing to do. And as they pack down and prepare, memories and incidents from their past, both near and far, are swirling around them. And these key life events, which hold some mysteries to the reader, are the key plot drivers from the seemingly mundane but really ultimately emotionally taxing task. So there's much reflection on family members lost. So firstly, Mary and Pete lost their only son, Will, in a tragic accident when he was 11 years old, 40 years before. And a few people from that time have emerged. So that's a compelling plot point, because you're really wanting to find out what exactly happened and how these people are all connected to it. Pete is thinking a lot about his mother and her descent into dementia, which the title Delirious comes from. And Mary's sister, really close sister Claire, died only 2 years after their son Will, pretty unexpectedly. So these are emerging things. It captures these really great parent-child dynamics, and then also sister dynamics. And then we know that Mary left her job in the police suddenly. So the reasons for that are revealed. So there's lots of things happening. And that's what I think that's a really important thing about this book. It's a deceptively simple book, and it's so simple to read, but there's this mastery in its structure. We're moving between narrators and time periods and all of these little things happening, but it's never confusing.
There is something to be said for that, isn't there?
I know. I wouldn't even know how to do that. But it's also actually really funny. The dialogue's really funny, and it catches those just hilarious life moments, I think. Like, I never thought in a book like this I'd read about hot knits, but here we are. And there's also another interesting thing that I've noticed as well, which is this underlying, because it's set in around, like, modern times, and it's got this underlying kind of, I don't know if this settlement isn't the right word, but it's this like attempt of a Pākehā understanding of colonization, which feels quite metaphorical to where Aotearoa is sitting currently. So it's, I feel like there's this capturing a generational change of understanding of colonization and Te Ao Māori, and that's quite gently and carefully handled as well. I think it's quite lovely. So I would really recommend this book. Well, there goes the phone. Sorry, Johnny. I'm just going to move away from
Hello,
it.
Time Out Bookstore, Mount Eden.
Yes, thank you so much. Bye.
Are you still there, Jenna?
Kia ora, Time Out Books.
Ah, yes. Just leave that mic on a little bit longer. Where's she gone? Oh, that was so great.
That was Loose Reads.